good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2024, 9.07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. I'm David Boyle in studio with Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good deal.
Another beautiful day in the Red Rock country.
It is indeed. Well, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including taking a look at some election results yesterday. Not a bunch of surprises, but the presidential primaries and Super Tuesdays for both Utah and Colorado reported for the Republican Party in Colorado, earning 63% of the vote was Donald Trump, so he'll gain 23 delegates, and Nikki Haley will have 11 delegates. She suspended her campaign, of course. You heard at the top of the show. Looking at other results, the Utah Republican Party has reported 57% of their votes going towards Donald Trump, with 83% of reports reporting in. So again, that's a little bit different, as there was a presidential preference poll in the state of Utah, so not ballots that people could mail in. They had to go to a caucus night. Looking at the Democratic Party, Joe Biden winning 79% of the Colorado primary. Oh, no, excuse me, that's 83% with 79% voting, 79% reported. And in the state of Utah, Joe Biden winning 87%. Of the vote.
Yeah, so they had neighborhood caucus meetings throughout Utah yesterday. Big night for the 2020 candidates. We're going to have Donald Trump and Joe Biden face off in the 2024 election. It's kind of interesting. In San Juan County, 77% of the voters cast by the Democrats in the primary election, 77% favored Biden. And in the presidential preference caucus or poll in San Juan County, 77% of the voters, Republican voters, favored Donald Trump. So both of them had 77%. Statewide, 57% for Trump. 79% of voters in Grand County favored Donald Trump. So Monticello went to the neighborhood caucus. We only know what we go to. There are 97 people in attendance at the caucus. I think that's the biggest one there's been in a long time. Two-thirds preferred Trump and one-third Haley. It's a good meeting. Of course, in those meetings, you also select delegates for the county and state party conventions.
Yeah, and you mentioned the numbers for the Democratic Party in San Juan County. I got Grand County here with 88% of Grand County voters preferring President Biden. The next most vote getting was Marianne Williamson, who had 8.3%. Her percentage was a little bit higher in San Juan County, where she had 7.8% of San Juan County Democratic Party voters. So anyways, kind of interesting to look at the numbers, but they don't really tell you, the ultimate number of who won and who lost. There's not a lot of surprises there. Interesting nonetheless. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some of that news. Let's look in San Juan County, where the San Juan County Sheriff's Office just yesterday reported on the Bureau of Land Management found a dog at the intersection of San Juan County Roads 200 and 245 on Cedar Mesa. Blue heeler looking cross. If you got a blue heeler that you lost on Cedar Mesa, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office at 587-2237. That dog missing. And then another animal impounded. A bull was impounded for trespassing on the south end of the county. They have been able to find a brand. However, they can't locate the specific brand within the state of Utah. So if you know who owns the brand in the photo on the San Juan County Sheriff's website, or if you know who the bull belongs to, ask you to contact Brand Inspector Rob Wilcox at 459-9020. or the sheriff's office at 587-2237. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way here on the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look. One more bit of item. San Juan County, Utah Search and Rescue reporting on a response this past Sunday. The area in Lockhart Basin, known as the Falls, where they went for a man who had reportedly fallen off a cliff near his campsite. Search and rescue crews, along with Classic Air Medical, responded to rescue the man. Crews responded down to the scene to assist in moving the man to the helicopter. And Search and Rescue says they're grateful to Classic Air Medical and the service they provide for residents and visitors. But, yeah, rescue Sunday, having to rappel down a cliff and help this person who fell.
It's an area known as the Falls, so he fell.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of irony there, huh? But, glad to report crews were able to get to him and get him flown out of there. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on 92.7.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right, I'm in
Rawhide. Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio, taking a look at local news throughout the area. Of course, as part of the morning show, it's a Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now.
And it is hot off the press. Our lead story this week, of course, is the $30 million that the state of Utah has contributed to a funding package to rebuild San Juan Hospital in Monticello. That is a big story and really represents, it's the oldest hospital in the state, and it's going to be rebuilt in the next year or so. We also have on the front page free cancer screenings available for people who lived in Monticello during the mill site era and current residents of Monticello. A really nice story. Mara Long, who's been working with us, she's a student at Monticello High School, interviewed Dr. Michael Nielsen, who's kind of coordinating the clinic visits at San Juan Health District. And anyway, really nice story there. Our cover photo, Deco Lyman, age 10, has an awesome photo of a couple of red-tail hawks enjoying the scenery. He did a great job. Glad to get that as our photo of the week. That's one of our major features in the paper. A lot going on at area libraries, Blanding City Council, Monticello City Council meetings, a lot going on in the national parks. Glen Canyon National Recreation Area set a visitation record for 2023. They're putting together a management plan for the Colorado and Green Rivers. They're just starting that process, so there'll be public meetings in Moab on that. Have a nice story by Gary Torres, the caveman, who's, of all places, in Tonga on a church mission, but he talks about all that's going on in this effort to distribute these lights, these solar buddy lights, or they're solar-powered lights that people can have in their homes at night if they don't have electricity. Anyway, always good to hear it from the caveman. Mary Palmer has a really nice story about purple hoodoos in Red Canyon, these cool rock formations, and these are purple. But so her and her husband and her dog went hiking, and she wrote a nice story about that. Of course, last week was the big 1A state basketball tournament, 4 days of basketballs, 32 teams, and we have a lot of coverage of that. Of course, the Monument Valley girls placed fourth at the state tournament, had a great tournament and an incredible year. I think they were 21-3 on the season. What a great year for the Cougars.
Yeah.
Of course, the Whitehorse boys and girls played, and the Monticello boys and girls played. So we had that. We had the annual Sterling Scholar Competition was held Monday evening in Monticello, hosted by Whitehorse High School. And we have profiles of the winners. We had two winners from San Juan County, Jesse Pettit in computer technology and Tatum Begay, the general scholarship winner from San Juan High School, in addition to 10 students from San Juan County. So anyway, six students from Carbon High School earned Sterling Scholar honors, three from from Emory High School and Grand County High School. Those students who were named Sterling Scholars include Zoe Olson in drama and vocal performance, Genevieve Dunaway in English, and Nicholas Wren in business and marketing. So anyway, that Sterling Scholarship competition is always a good thing, and they work hard and rewarded for scholarship for local students. We have four obituaries in the paper today. Joe Wesley Vansell, Moab resident, just turned 96 in February. He passed away. We have his obituary, Janice DeMille, and Steve Cannon. In addition, we have this back in the classified page, the obituary for Scott Porter. Scott Porter, a Monticello native, grew up in Monticello. His first job in his life was working at the San Juan Record. And he got that ink under his fingers and loved it, and had a long, successful career in printing, culminating in about 20 years where he ran his vice president of operations for Utah Media Group, is the big press, $50 million press in Salt Lake that ran the Deseret News and Salt Lake Tribune. But Scott Porter, a friend of the San Juan Record, he helped us when we significantly expanded our printing operation about 15 years ago. It was we sent it up, and Scott printed it every week on that massive Utah media press. Anyway, so we have an obituary for Scott Barton Porter. It kind of brings up one of the most storied events to happen in Monticello, depending upon your perspective. In the late 60s, it's been 50 years, we may be able to say names right now, but a prominent member of the community, his son on a dare swallowed a horny toad. Stevie Mon swallowed a horny toad, and the next week it was mentioned in the pages of the San Juan Record. And I don't know what his family was more horrified by, that he swallowed a horny toad or that it ended up in the San Juan Record. I think it can be said now that there was always some thought that Scott Porter, who was working at the paper at the time, he was the one who broke that incredible earth-shattering news that Stevie Mon swallowed a horny toad. Mm. Scott always denied it, and because it was rather controversial. Anyway, it's funny, if you're a certain age in Monticello, you have heard that story of Stevie Mons swallowing a live horny toad. So Scott Porter was potentially involved in that, breaking that.
Wow.
It's like, it was in the time frame. It was about equal to the Pentagon Papers and Watergate, the horny toad in the San Juan record.
Well, thanks for sharing, Bill. That's the latest edition of the San Juan record. You can get it throughout the Red Rock listening area. Should be on the newsstand soon. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Times Independent reporting on a fire that Moab Valley firefighters responded to at a condominium on Arrowhead Lane at Moab Springs Ranch about 50 minutes past midnight on Sunday morning. Flames burned the two-story condominium. Moab Police Chief Lex Bell, in his weekly report, said fire marshals were called out to investigate, and the source of the origin was discarded painter rags. The fire department said the fire had spread throughout the two-story structure by the time they arrived, and while firefighters made quick progress, the building was destroyed, and overhaul operations were intensive due to the type of construction. The second unit of the duplex was spared when the firewall between the two living spaces kept the fire from spreading. No guests were in the overnight rental at the time of the fire, but there were people staying in nearby units. Again, that report in the Times Independent. You can see photos and read more about it online at moabtimes.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Funeral services for Joe Wesley Vansel begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane in Moab. Services for Janice DeMille, age 77, of Monticello, are at noon on Saturday at the Monticello LDS Stake Center, viewing at 10:30 a.m. A memorial tribute for Karen M. Bone, age 88, of Cortez, will be held during regular church services at First United Methodist Church in Cortez at 10 a.m. on Sunday, March 10th, with fellowship coffee to follow at the service. And a celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, at First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Jim passed away on February 26th, just 5 days shy of his 95th birthday. And Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. on April 20th at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you to An Artful Life, a conversation with Ellen Williams, and then be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Dr. Daniel Amen, a medical doctor, has written a book called Change Your Brain Every Day. I'd like to share page 8 with you. Do you know that the human brain has the storage capacity of 6 million years of the Wall Street Journal? Our galaxy, the Milky Way, is estimated to have 100 billion stars. Something so vast is hard to comprehend. But there is an organ even more complex and awe-inspiring inside your skull. The human brain has about 200 billion neurons, what we usually refer to as brain cells, and almost as many glia, which function as helper cells. Each neuron has multiple connections to other cells. Some have just a few, while others can have more than 10,000. This adds up to having about 100 trillion connections in your brain, and all of them are important because they are constantly communicating with other cells and performing a vast range of function. Despite the fact that your brain only weighs about 3 pounds and comprises just 2% of your full body weight, it uses a lot of energy. It needs 20% or more of your caloric intake, and it uses 20% of the blood flow in your body to go supply it with a constant flow of vital nutrients and oxygen. Without these, it cannot function well or for very long. This is critical to understand because anything that deprives your brain of oxygen, such as obstructive sleep apnea or carbon monoxide poisoning, can cause damage to your brain. Your very special brain makes you who you are. So it's critical to care for this most important part of you. So take care of your brain. This has been An Artful Life.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us once again on this Wednesday morning, March 6, 2024, 9:32 a.m.
Yeah, and that song, I Love a Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit, was the number one song in the land on this day in 1981, 43 years ago. The song was 12 years in the making. Rabbit had a collection of old tapes he kept in the basement of his home. He was rummaging through the tapes one day in 1980 and heard the fragment of a song he had recorded one rainy night back in the late 1960s. So it's kind of a fun song. On this day in history, on March 6, 1836, the Alamo fell after a 13-day siege. And it's 100 years ago today, March 6, 1924, that King Tut's tomb was opened in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. Incredible riches in the burial chamber of a pharaoh's tomb that had not been raided earlier. On this day in 1964, a young boxer by the name of Cassius Clay took on a new name, Muhammad Ali. And on March 6, 1981, Walter Cronkite signed off as the anchor of CBS News. Today is a number of days. It's National Dentist Day. It's National Dress Day. This is the one that jumped out at me. It's National Oreo Day. Oreos hit the market in 1912, so 112 years ago. Lard was in the initial recipe for Oreos, and there were two initial flavors, cream that we all know and lemon meringue. But they discontinued the lemon meringue Oreos after 8 years. There have been an estimated 450 billion Oreo cookies that have been eaten. And no one really knows where the name came from. Oreos. Makes me hungry. Birthdays today. Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal is 52 years old. Michelangelo was born on this day in 1475. You've got young kids. What color is his?
He's the orange Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, all right. He was also a painter and brought on the Renaissance. Actor Rob Reiner is 77 years old today. Meathead on All in the Family. And singer Kiki D is 77 years old today. Of course, she sang Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Elton John. Birthdays today locally for Jeff Nilsson, Shirley Valdez, Jake Duncan, Roma Young, Joey Schultz, Sharon Anderson, and Kyle Curtis. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Emery Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emery Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelecom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. It's Wednesday morning, which means we've got Rhett Sifford now in studio to talk about local sports. And how we doing? How we feeling, Rhett?
I'm all right. I know you guys are feeling good after a whirlwind of a weekend this past weekend at the 1A state tournaments. I mean, you guys had six games in 2 days, and then it dropped. I know it dropped down as it went, but man, yeah, I was going to try to get the tally of all your games. I don't know how many total games you guys broadcasted.
Bill's got it. We did five. I guess we did one that was running at the same time. Monticello Boys and Girls played on Wednesday, but we did five teams Wednesday, five teams Thursday, three on Friday, and one Saturday. So
pretty impressive run. You look like you might still be recovering from the weekend.
Yeah, maybe might just be. But no, yeah, it was a ton of fun. We saw a lot of really good basketball and saw a lot of really good teams. And again, that Monument Valley team is just so impressive, you know, and unfortunately getting their second and third losses on the season at the state tournament. But that's an amazing record and feat, and they were fun to watch and just kind of ran out of power there at the end. It was a small roster, and anyways, but it was a ton of fun to call their games and all the other teams there, and yeah, we had a good time. But yeah, I'm not anxious for August to roll around and to do football. I'm fine to take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, so as you're pointing it out, you know, our live broadcasts on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live are finished for the season. Obviously, sports still continue. You know, we're already in to the spring sports season with baseball teams, and boys soccer is underway now in our area. You know, Colorado will be following. We've still got two teams left hanging on, you know, two teams left standing after the dust settled in Colorado to close out officially the winter sports season. The Dove Creek girls are the sixth seed in the 1A state tournament. They're going to be taking on number 3 Flatirons Academy in the quarterfinals at the University of Northern Colorado, excuse me. And the 8th seeded Mancos Lady Blue Jays have a tough draw with number 1 Marino in the 2A state quarterfinals, and that's being played at Blue Arena in Loveland. I don't know who normally plays there at Blue Arena. I don't know if that's a hockey team, or I would assume there's basketball. I'm not sure. I should have looked that up, I guess. But so those are the two teams after regional tournaments. I guess I didn't realize, you know, the regional tournaments in Colorado are basically the first two rounds of our tournaments like we do in Utah. And so those teams now directly into the state quarterfinals. So three wins as a state championship, and they don't do consolation play. They do have a third place game, so the teams who lose in the semifinal round will play for third place, but that's the only, quote, consolation bracket that they have in Colorado. But like I said, we've got some spring sports already underway. Hard to believe, but the San Juan baseball team is playing at the Cactus Classic in Mesquite, Nevada. This, I like to say weekend, but it's the beginning of the week, a Monday through Wednesday tournament. And they beat Duchesne on Monday, and then yesterday lost to, I don't know how you pronounce, is it Moapa Valley, Nevada? I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I'm not certain either, but
that
sounds
right. If it's Moapa, I have no idea, but Moapa Valley, hopefully there's no folks from there who are going to call and cuss us out. But and so they lost to Moapa Valley 10-4 and lost to Bonneville 4-1 yesterday. And I believe today, I'm not 100% sure, I think they originally had two games on the slate for today, so that would be elimination games, I would assume, after the round robin rounds got done yesterday, but I'm not sure, and they don't even have an opponent listed today, but I do believe that tournament continues through today for San Juan with some elimination games. And then San Juan boys soccer underway, a tough 4-2 loss to South Sevier yesterday, but two goals on South Sevier, not too shabby. On the baseball diamond yesterday, between a couple local rivals, Grand County beating Monticello 11-4, so those teams got their season underway. And then it's kind of weird. There is going to be some action this weekend, but then it's spring break next week in Utah, so all these teams kind of get the season begun this week, and then we'll take a week off. So
yeah.
So that's what's going on. But those state quarterfinal matchups for Dove Creek and Mancos coming up tomorrow, so we'll obviously be watching those closely. Boys soccer will continue for San Juan. Girls golf is going to get underway. I know San Juan's going to be playing in Moab, you know, this time of year in Moab. Absolutely beautiful, of course. And so that'll be a fun round to start their seasons tomorrow. Let's see, the Grand boys soccer team is going to visit San Juan tomorrow as well. So that's a local rivalry matchup. And then Grand County is going to play some baseball this weekend, home and home against Carbon. The Grand County boys soccer team is going to get underway on Saturday at home against North Summit. And Grand softball will get underway. I think they are going to host a tournament, actually, this coming weekend. And I know the first game there is against Mountain View. So I'll try to keep in touch with that. That's kind of up in the air and changing as it moves along. Track is going to get underway as well. Grand County is going to be at the Snow Canyon Invitational in St. George this weekend. So all that happening this week. And then, like we said, it'll be spring break next week. So a little bit of a break right after the start of the spring sports season.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah,
there's no rest for the weary. No, that's for sure. I mean, we're not live broadcasting, but that'll keep my hands full for sure. Trying to keep up with these teams, but good luck to Dove Creek and Mancos.
Yeah,
at their state tournaments tomorrow.
Yeah, Dove Creek. Yeah, that sixth seed. I mean, that's, you know, you get one upset and another. You just got to take it one game at a time, I guess. But
yeah, they're both going to be underdogs. Obviously, two of the lower seeds, if you will, in the they call it the Sweet Eight over there, and so, yeah, Mancos is the 8 seed, Dove Creek 6, so they're going to be battling through those brackets for sure.
Well, very good. Well, it'll be fun to follow that. And like you say, right into the spring sports season, that'll be fun too.
Yep.
Well, very good. That'll do it. Well, actually, let's take a look at the regional sports report. I nearly forgot. Is the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns played each other last night. It took overtime, but Phoenix getting the win. 10-point win over Denver, 117-107 in overtime. So that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.